Australia.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The Australian government was again deeply concerned with the further escalation of confrontations between protesters and the Japanese whaling fleet in the Southern Ocean last austral summer. The Australian government respects the right to protest peacefully, but it must be exercised with overriding regard for safety and in full compliance with relevant international and domestic laws. On numerous occasions last summer, the Australian government urged all vessels and crew operating in the dangerous and remote Southern Ocean environment to exercise the utmost restraint. And we have condemned actions that may jeopardise safety at sea or could lead to injury or loss of life. Unfortunately, our calls were not always heeded. Of course, primary responsibility for investigating any alleged incidents rests with the flag states of the vessels involved. However, in addition, the Australian Federal Police is undertaking an investigation into the alleged incidents in the Southern Ocean last whaling season on the basis of Australia's limited jurisdiction over the incidents. This investigation is in accordance with Australian legislation and consistent with Australia's obligations under the Convention for the Suppression of Unlawful Acts Against the Safety of Maritime Navigation, the SUA Convention. To be clear, the difference between the change between our Rome meeting, when we last discussed this issue, and the current time is that at the time of our Rome meeting, the Australian Federal Police was conducting preliminary inquiries. They're now conducting an investigation. So just to be clear on the difference in my statement from last time we discussed this issue. Australia is committed to continue implementing these obligations in good faith and welcomes ongoing cooperation between Australian, Japanese, Dutch and other law enforcement agencies with jurisdiction over these matters. However, since these matters are the subject of police investigations and could come before an Australian court in the future, it is not possible to make any more specific remarks at this stage. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Australia. Netherlands.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you will recall from the statement by the Netherlands during the IWC intersessional meeting in March, the Netherlands is seriously concerned about the issue of safety at sea. The Netherlands considers the IMO to be the most appropriate forum to discuss this matter. However, we would like to clarify our current position. As stated before, the Netherlands deplores the incidents that occurred between ships of the Japanese whaling fleet and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society in December 2008 and February 2009. During these incidents, the principles of good seamanship have not been followed. The Netherlands takes its responsibility as a flag state of the Steve Irwin seriously. During the past months, the government of the Netherlands has considered this issue carefully, which has resulted in the following position. The Netherlands remains opposed to any type of whaling. According to the Netherlands, the right to free speech and demonstration should be maintained, also on the high seas. However, the Netherlands has warned the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society repeatedly that it should always abide the principles of good seamanship. The government of the Netherlands is now preparing measures that will be announced in short term. Thank you.
Thank you, Netherlands. U.S.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, the United States believes that the IWC is not the competent body to address issues involving collisions at sea, and that competence lies with the International Maritime Organization, the United Nations specialized agency that addresses issues involving international shipping and especially to safeguard safety at sea. The safety of vessels and life at sea is the highest priority for the United States and the nations that respect the rule of law on the high seas. The United States continues to support the comprehensive set of instruments that the International Maritime Organization has to promote, enhance, and protect maritime safety, including the draft resolution before the IMO that specifically addresses this issue, which will hopefully be adopted this year by the IMO Maritime Safety Subcommittee. Thank you.
Thank you, U.S. New Zealand?
Mr. Chairman, New Zealand would like to make 3 points about this. First, we fully share the concern for the safe operation of vessels and crew in the Southern Ocean. There's no doubt that the Antarctic region is one of the most remote areas on this planet. The prospect of a maritime incident in this fragile and harsh environment is deeply troubling. A person who falls into the water down there deep in the Southern Ocean is likely to be dead within 10 minutes. Now, in this past summer, the whaling fleet operated in an area where New Zealand had search and rescue responsibility. We were required to manage several incidents. Those incidents stretched our systems and our personnel to the fullest, because the simple reality is that search and rescue capability in Antarctic waters is extremely limited. Secondly, I think it has to be said that the whaling fleet will inevitably continue to be a magnet for protest, and that is a reality that will not go away. We support the right to a peaceful process, but we do not support violent and unlawful protest activity. There needs to be respect for human life and property. We wrote to the She Shepherd before the last set of operations and drew their attention to their obligations at international law. And we've consistently called for all vessels to act with restraint and to refrain from actions that would aggravate tensions or threaten safety. And we, like the United States, recognise the International Maritime Organization as the competent body to properly investigate and manage these maritime incidents. And I understand the IMO is discussing actively now ways of handling these matters, and we certainly are in support of that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, New Zealand. Antigua.
New Zealand.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Antigua and Barbuda would like to express its condemnation of such a violent act that was just displayed here for us at the Commission. To my mind, these are not necessarily acts of protest, but dangerous and terrible actions that cannot and should not be condoned by any country. So I would like to just urge all respective countries to make an attempt to deal with this matter as a question of urgency. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. St. Kitts, Nevis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this organization have looked at this matter and deliberated on it for the past 2 or 3 years. And there's a very noticeable concern that even though we have condemned this action and we have urged states that implicated with regards to the action of the Sea Shepherd, we have not seen any sort of withdrawal or any sort of reduction in the action of the Sea Shepherd vessel. Mr. Chair, this is of particular concern because issues of safety at sea, as the distinguished commissioner from New Zealand have said, is of particular concern, especially in the Southern Oceans, where rescue and searching can be very difficult because of its distance and also the nature of the environment there. We are also concerned that there might be incidents that can have untold environmental impact, negative environmental impact there if there is any spillage or any sort of damage to vessels. Our concern, Mr. Chair, is because we note or recall that this organization banned the participation of Sea Shepherd within any meetings of the IWC. And yet still, Sea Shepherd continue to have serious impact on activities that have been sanctioned by this organization, as in the case of the research program of Japan that has its legitimacy under Article 8. Mr. Chair, perhaps the time has come for this organization to look at whether or not it has the competence to sanction members of this organization who aid and abet activities that hampers work that is within the work program of this organization. What I'm asking for is not for an investigation that might be under the authority or the competence of the IMO, but actions that are actually under the competence of the IWC, whereby we have a work program. This work program includes the research conducted by the Japanese research program, and yet and for all, we're hearing of countries that are members of this body who are flag state, who are also port state, and who are home state, that take little or no action, even though I would like at this point to commend the actions of Australia and the United States. And I am hearing the Netherlands. But this matter is of such urgency that I want this body to continue to consider whether or not we can urge the flag state especially to pursue urgent action with regards to its involvement in affecting the work of this commission, and perhaps look and see whether or not it is possible for sanctions to be applied within the framework of the rules of this organization. Thank you.
Thank you, Sir Kit. St. Lucia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. St. Lucia is indeed gravely concerned about these incidences, and we also appreciate the information provided by Australia and commend them for their present ongoing efforts. Also, we look forward to the outcome from Netherlands. Mr. Chair, I was interested by some blogs that were going around on the internet, and it has to do with the head of the Sea Shepherd organization. 30 years ago, that same person rammed a vessel in Portugal. 30 years ago, Mr. Chair, in 1979, we are now in 2009, and this person is still behaving recklessly and endangering the lives of people. Mr. Chair, I know that the IMO is the relevant organization to deal with this matter, and I urge the countries involved in this matter to push this and ensure that we have a safe and organized deliberation on this matter, and that we ensure that people's lives are no longer endangered, because Sea Shepherd is increasing and intensifying their activities, and I do not want to come back next year to hear that we indeed had a dramatic incident in the Antarctic which caused the loss of lives, either on the side of the Japanese scientific whaling boats, on the side of the Sea Shepherd. So I urge countries to please get this matter resolved, because I don't think that we can deal with this for another 30 years. Thank you.
Thank you, St. Lucia. Korea.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do share the serious concern already expressed by the Australian, Dutch, U.S., St. Kitts and Nevis, than Russian delegates. This is basically a legal issue, as I understand it, but also have some philosophical implications, as I will address later. In a civil society, as you know, each and every entity or individual has got the right to be heard. But such a right of expression should be exercised in a peaceful manner. This is the basic premise and indeed essence of civil society as reflected in most constitutions, in the concept or principle of the rule of law. We are particularly concerned because you may recall the Rainbow Warrior case, which occurred and resulted in a tragic accident, although that occurred in the New Zealand port city of Auckland, as far as I understand it, if my memories are correct, which cost, of course, human lives as well. We can pause for a moment at this juncture to think about the rationale of these violent activities. For example, we may draw some analogy from the development of new medicines, which is being conducted in many countries. So, for example, if you use animals to be experimented to develop a new medicine, and that medicine contributed to the recovery of a cancer victim. I saw a footage on a cable news network. I probably recall the man is from the UK, and he argued that nobody can equate the value of a human being with that of an animal. He said, thanks to the newly developed medicine, he recovered fully, and that is his position. Well, there may be some philosophical arguments, and we know there are some violent attacks on laboratories experimenting, using animals as an experimented targets. But they are, without fail, arrested and punished under the domestic legislation. That is the law and the rule of law. Why not apply these principles to the maritime violent acts? Especially in the Antarctic area, as you know, as the New Zealand distinguished commissioner from New Zealand has stated, rescue operations is a remote or impossible thing to do. For these reasons, we are convinced that violent activities, especially which run the risk of serious consequences, should be avoided, whatever circumstances. So we urge and hope that the relevant interested entities and governments exercise restraint in the interest of safety at sea and to avoid any possible disaster. We also hope the interested states, as they committed, will take appropriate measures, legal or otherwise, to ensure that similar acts, violent acts, will not be repeated again. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Korea. Cameroon.
Merci.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman,
The images that we have just seen are unbearable. And I would even say that they are more violent than what was used to happen in the Gulf of Aden. If the international community agrees that what is happening off the coasts of Somalia and Yemen are considered as acts of piracy that are not acceptable, and that they should be thwarted with much energy, we consider that this case of violence should be treated in the same way, and that those who are concerned should be punished in accordance with international law in this respect. As far as we are concerned, the ACP countries in charge of fisheries who gathered from the 2nd to the 5th of June in Brussels have condemned unanimously all acts of violence in whatever form which are perpetrated against fishing ships. We think that this is a research, fishing research ship which is victim of such violence, and that this affair should not be referred to IMO. Mr. Chairman, we think that our commission should condemn with energy such acts and do that whatever possible to put an end to these acts. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Cameroon. The Secretary, I'm in a little bit of difficulty to see him back, but I think it's Suriname. Has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Whatever view you may have about whaling, indeed, we cannot tolerate such violence or research activities. Suriname associates itself with the remarks made by St. Kitts and St. Lucia. We condemn the violent actions to a research vessel at sea. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Suriname. Russian Federation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Наше восхищение и мужественности японским морякам и японским ученым.
First of all, I would like to express my appreciation to the courage and patience of the Japanese scientists and seamen.
Они выдержали абордаж пиратского судна и не приняли никаких ответных силовых мер.
They were attacked of a pirate ship but did not retaliate.
Это очень напоминает ситуацию в морях, прилегающих к Судану.
Сомали, наверное. Сомали. So this reminds of the situation in the waters next to Somalia.
Мировая общественность обсуждает пиратство в этих водах.
International community condemns the pirate activity in the area.
В прессе это активно обсуждается и показывается.
The issue is being widely discussed in the press and being shown on television.
Кстати, я не хочу сейчас обсуждать этот случай как таковой.
I don't want to discuss this particular case.
Не хочу упоминать ни страну приписки, ни страну флага этого корабля.
I don't want to mention the countries under which which flag the vessel run and the port that it was assigned to.
Я не хочу создавать рекламу этой общественной организации, называть ее от микрофона.
I don't want to advertise the organization that which owns the ship. I don't want to add to publicity of it.
В прессе и особенно на Discovery Channel эта акция придается значение как геройский поступок.
But I would like to note that in the media, particularly on the Discovery Channel, this act is being shown as an act of heroism.
Причем геройский поступок не со стороны японских ученых, а геройский поступок со стороны этой неправительственной организации.
And that is a heroic act not from the Japanese scientists, but the heroic deed by the attackers.
Госмиссари, я хотел бы попросить вас в пресс-релизе, который будет выпущен по результатам сессии, отметить, что пресса, а может быть конкретно Discovery Channel, искажает реальную ситуацию.
And I would like to ask you, Mr. Chairman, to include in the press release of the IWC session to note that the press, including the Discovery Channel, shows the reality in a completely different way. Thank you.
Thank you, Russian Federation. Cambodia?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Cambodia would like to comment and appreciate the legitimate research activity of Japan, which will contribute significantly to the scientific understanding of whale resource and its proper management in the future. We feel terrified from this violent act of Steve Irwin vessel and urge the Commission to condemn such violent act, which will jeopardize the research activity and risk human life at sea. These acts are also contrary to the two resolutions issued by this August body 2 years ago, meaning that it is against this organization also. We appeal to all relevant contracting governments to take appropriate action against such unlawful act of maritime terrorism. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Cambodia. India?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We share safety and security concerns of Japan at sea, coming from a country which gave the message of non-violence to the whole world. We strongly believe in peaceful protest and condemn use of any non-violent means of protest. We strongly urge that any protest must be peaceful only. Thank you.
Thank you. Mali?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that Cameroon has covered my concerns so far. But what I would like to say is that we should not be afraid of words. With respect to these events, flag states have shown acts of complacency with respect to these facts. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mali. Benin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The images that we have seen are horrible and a source of concern for us. This is why we want to support the proposal of St. Lucia and Cameroon. And we request that next year we hope not to see such horrible images again.
Mexico?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As well as on previous occasions, the Mexican delegation reiterates its concern and disagreement with any form of intimidation and violence at sea because these are situations that affect the safety of human lives. We will keep our eyes open in the International Maritime Organization regarding this matter, too. Thank you.
Mexico. Tanzania.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this is the first time to take the floor, on behalf of the government of Tanzania, I'd like to thank and appreciate the hospitality by the government of Portugal and the regional administration of Madeira. Mr. Chairman, Tanzania, the United Republic, recommends the effort made by IWC, especially Scientific Committee, in all effort made on conservation and management of whales worldwide. However, Japan seems to be the leading on the research activities on whales with the help of other countries. But what we have seen now is against humanism or human condition, and it cannot be tolerated. The government of Tanzania has argued, and it needs urgent action to be taken so that research vessels can always be worked in a harmony. These violent activities cannot be tolerated. It is like Somalia pirates. So that, therefore, there is a need for IWC state parties to work hard to to unite and make sure that we can find the solution for these activities. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Denmark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Denmark would like to join others in expressing our grave concern about this continued unbridled criminal activities of this dangerous fringe activist group. We condemn their reckless behavior and their attack on legitimate activities around the world, including in our own kingdom, from which the leader of the organization has been permanently expelled as persona non grata. We would urge all countries exposed to this organization to take all possible legal steps to prevent the continuation of this irresponsible behavior. At the very least, this body should at this meeting renew its condemnation of the activities of this group in the light of the most recent appalling attack on the research vessel in the Antarctic. Thank you.
Thank you. Portugal.
Thank you. Portugal would like to manifest its great concern with this issue, and we are critical of any action that could place at risk human lives at sea. We thank Japan for reminding us of this issue, but like several other countries have done before, we point out that IWC has done what it can about it, clearly reproving this type of behavior. This is, in fact, one of the issues that unites us. For further action, the International Maritime Organization may be the appropriate forum to deal with this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Portugal. Togo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Togo associates itself to the countries before me to deplore the acts of violence which we have just seen. But we are all the more preoccupied, and we regret to notice that people are ready to protect the whales and not the human beings. Do not forget that it is the man who create circumstances and conditions for these whales to multiply. So I would like to call on the intelligence of all parties within IWC. Thank you.
Thank you, Togo. Curry Bass.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the first time that Kiribati is taking the floor, so I would like to add my voice to those, the previous speakers who had expressed the thanks and gratitude to the host country, host government, Portugal, and the regional government of Madeira for the excellent hospitality and arrangements for this meeting. Let me also commend you, Mr. Chairman, for the great and excellent leadership of this organization and your serious commitment in moving the organization forward in terms of the future of the IWC. Kiribati is also gravely concerned about the incidents at sea, in particular the criminal activities against the Japanese fishing vessels. And in this regard, I'd like to associate our views on this with those already expressed by the distinguished delegate of St. Lucia and others. Thank you.
Thank you. St. Vincent Grenadine.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I wish to add my voice in support of my two colleagues on either side here, St. Kitts, Nevis, and St. Lucia, in the condemnation, along with many others who have voiced that. Mr. Chair, it's not the first time that we have seen these images. It's not the second time. Some instances, it's not the third time. And I strongly feel that we will see them again. The reality is that there are certain countries that are skirting their responsibilities, and we could feel that. And despite, however we may frame it in diplomatic language, we recognize fully well that there is a certain level of complacency. There is no sense of urgency to have this matter addressed. I really commend the Japanese for their patience and the way they have handled this matter. And I just wonder, Mr. Chairman, that there are many countries in this room, if their research vessels were conducting any research on the high seas and were being attacked in a manner like this, they would have certainly taken drastic action. There has been widespread condemnation from many countries here, and maybe the IWC ought to look at the countries involved. And maybe we should probably use another method, maybe by letter, just a suggestion, informing them of the IWC's position with relation to the condemnation from so many states with the conduct of the attackers in the Southern Ocean. I don't know, Mr. Chair, but we seem to be skirting this issue. We are condemning all the time, but no action is taking place. And as I say, I strongly feel that we may probably see a repeat of this again. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Sir Vincent Grenadine. Spain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to associate my country to the statement made by others by saying we are very concerned and that we condemn violent activities such as the ones that have been shown today. Unfortunately, we have always also seen them before. We believe this should not be tolerated, and we condemn these actions. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Republic of Guinea.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that the most important things have been said by the other countries. I simply want to attract the attention of this August Assembly to say that the human being is on top of the other creatures. This has already been said by the delegate of Togo. We present in this assembly should condemn these acts. I think that last year these acts were condemned, but so far we see that these acts are repeated again, and we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some countries also conduct research. We should also consider their views. We are here to find the solution to what we are discussing with respect to whales. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. UK.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The UK welcomes the information provided by the port and flag states concerned and notes the previous resolutions passed by the Commission on this issue. We believe the appropriate international forum for resolution of these matters is the International Maritime Organization, and the IWC should defer making any judgments to those with the competency and authority to act on such issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Iceland.
Thank you, Chairman. We thank Japan for raising this important issue and for making the presentation. We do condemn the violent acts by the vessel in question and emphasize that the primary responsibility to take legal action lies with the flag state. In our view, any references to the right of expression in this context are totally out of place. Thank you.
Thank you. Norway.
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the footage we have seen today makes it very clear to all of us, whether we know anything about these kind of issues or not, that this
that took place here was a blatant violation of both national and international law. I think we should also take note of the information given by both Australia and the Netherlands. In Australia, they have now opened an investigation. Hopefully, this will lead to a court case and actions accordingly. But, of course, we have due respect for that they have to follow a due process. In the Netherlands, they informed us that they will announce fairly soon actions that will be taken, and we really look forward to what kind of actions this will be. However, there is one misunderstanding we need to clear here, because a lot of countries have referred to the IMO as responsible for handling these kind of matters. I think that is based on the misunderstanding. The IMO is a rule-making body. It can come up with rules and conventions for how you shall conduct yourself at sea. But, of course, they have no executive authority. It's the nation states who have to handle against these kind of violations, as pointed out by Iceland. So we cannot. I don't think that was the intention, but it might be give the impression that here someone are hiding behind IMO as the body that will take action on these kind of incidents. IMO cannot do anything with incidents like this. They can make new rules and regulations to help avoid such in the future, but it is the flag state and the port state that has the full and sole responsibility to take action in cases like this. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Monaco.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to associate Monaco to the concerns and the condemnation expressed by the other delegations, as I have already the opportunity to say it at the intersessional meeting in Rome a few months ago. Nothing is more precious than human beings. Thank you.
Sweden.
Thank you, Chair. Let me say it clear and short. Violence is no kind of legal or acceptable protest, wherever, whenever, and for whom soever. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Sweden.
Thank you, Chair. We would like to associate ourselves with the comments made from Norway. Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. Finland.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I can associate myself with what was said by Sweden, because I also want to associate ourselves with the explanation given by Norway on the role of International Maritime Organization. And of course, we also condemn these violent acts like all the other countries before us. Thank you.
Thank you. Cameroon asking for the floor again. Cameroon.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I shall be very brief. Wanted to second what Norway has just said with respect to IMO. Thank you.
Thank you. Japan.
Japan. 議長, ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to thank all the comments made by the delegations. I understand that they have in-depth understanding of the issue. And in order to ensure the safety of the research vessels, I am sure that you are all committed, and Japan is very thankful to your comments with regards to this issue. Japan hopes that IWC will take responsible response and add the IMO in cooperation with the IWC. This issue needs to be addressed. And for that purpose, if the IWC Secretariat can communicate with the IMO Secretariat and explain the discussion which has just been taken under this agenda item, Japan would appreciate very much. And I would like to thank the cooperation of the various countries very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Japan. St. Kitts and Nevis, want the floor again?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Please forgive me for taking the floor a second time. Mr. Chair, I would just like to endorse the suggestion that is made by Japan as part of the action arising out of our debate, and to add that that letter of explanation that is suggested to the IMO be also sent to the government of the flag state and the port state.
I think my only concern is the flag states and port states are here and have commented and have activity taking place. I think it would be relevant, I think, maybe to go to the IMO, but I hate to put the Secretary in the point of writing to tell commissioners what they've already heard. If you allow me that freedom, St. Kitts, I think we could write to the IMO, the Secretary could, and I work with them on that, but I think the flag states, host state, and others are aware and are taking action, and we'll report back to this body as soon as those activities are completed. Can we close this item? Okay.